We turn to this. At the weekend, two Molotov cocktails containing a liquid that is yet to be identified by the police were thrown into the doorway of an apartment inhabited by a Romani family in the North Moravian town of Opava. The incident, which is being investigated as a threat to public safety, comes just a few weeks after a similar attack on a Romani family in Ostrava. Sara Borufka has the story.
Late on Saturday night, two bottles containing an unknown substance were thrown into the doorway of a block of flats inhabited by Romani families in Opava, North Moravia. The bottles failed to catch fire and didn't cause any damage. The police are investigating the incident as a threat to public safety. A similar attack took place only 3 weeks ago in the nearby city of Ostrava. Unknown perpetrators threw a Molotov cocktail into the room of a 14-year-old Romani girl who was woken by the noise and was able to extinguish the fire before it could spread. Though nobody was injured in both recent cases, Czech Romanis say they feel at high risk from neo-Nazi violence. Last year, the worst arson attack on a Romani family in Vítkov shocked the country. The family's 2-year-old daughter, Natalka, suffered burns on 80% of her body. With the trial of the Vítkov attack perpetrators coming up in May, Kumar Vishwanathan, a social worker and Romani rights activist, is hoping for the court to send a clear signal.
I think it's really necessary now for the courts to make a clear judgment that such brutal attacks using Molotov cocktails, etc., is not welcome in this country. It's a great crime. It will be punished very severely. I think that signal has to come out. We hope that the court will be bold enough to not downplay the seriousness of the attack.
Before last year's highly publicized attack in Vítkov, arson attacks did not receive as much attention as they do now, says Mr. Vishwanathan.
I think it has been happening for a long time. Such arson attacks have been happening here at least for the past 10 years. I think there is a greater sensitivity to this issue now, especially after what happened to little Natalka, both from the Roma community and from the Czech community and institutions and the media. So what used to be hardly reported in the past, because nobody was really injured, now it's being dealt with. People are giving sufficient importance to these things, these events. But in the past, they used to be just forgotten, or nobody ever reported it. And the Roma themselves would not report these things. Yeah. So I think that it's just a continuing issue. It's a burning issue in our region, especially in the Moravsko-Sleska region.
Earlier this year, the extremist far-right Workers' Party was banned by the Supreme Administrative Court. Many people believe this at least is a step in the right direction when it comes to combating such violence. Miroslav Broš is an expert on extremism.
I think with the dissolution of the Workers' Party, the Czech state has demonstrated that it is willing to fight against extremism, and I'd rather use the word neo-Nazism to be precise, and that it does not have a place in our society. And I think that the development has been that, to a certain extent, neo-Nazi activities have been on the decline. If you think back to late 2008 and early 2009, neo-Nazis held marches through Czech towns every weekend.
Miroslav Broš, a specialist on extremism in the Czech